Hello, everyone. My name is Jessica Resnick. I'm a PhD student at Tufts, and I'm studying parasites, but I'm not going to talk about that. No, I'm going to talk about delicious things, because what are parasites? They are disgusting and not delicious. We are not going to focus on that. I am born and bred in Boston, Massachusetts, and I'm a chubster. I was born 10 pounds. I obviously was snacking even in gestation. Like, it is what I truly love to do more than anything. I am podcasting right now for the very first time in my bed right now next to a box of Wheatons. This is just who I am. It's how I do things. It's how I live and breathe. And I'm so excited to have this platform to share with you truly my most gluttonous thoughts about the best places to eat in Boston and beyond. I'm going to take you to places that you might have already been before, like Kelly's Roast Beef and Revere. Like, we have all been to Kelly's Roast Beef and Revere. But did you know that they have my favorite chili in the world? I'm also going to be bringing you to places that you haven't been before that we can discover together on a flavorful journey. So please enjoy, sit back, relax, unless you're driving. If so, keep your hands at 10 and 2 and keep your eyes on the road. And hopefully you'll enjoy my recommendations. And thank you so much again for listening. This is such a dream come true. Bye! I guess not bye, because I'm going to go directly into the next segment and talking about food. So, hi! So, as I mentioned before, Kelly's Roast Beef has my favorite chili. Oh my goodness. So, Kelly's Roast Beef, if you're not familiar, the original location is on Revere Beach, and it's surrounded by tyrannical seagulls. They are very aggressive, so be careful. But they also have locations in Saugus, Danvers, and Bedford. And it's traditionally, it's like a roast beef shack with amazing roast beef sandwiches on buns that are buttered and toasted on the grill to perfection. They also have amazing cheeseburgers and really good fried seafood like fried clams. They also have a legendary surf and turf, which is a combination of a roast beef sandwich plus a lobster roll with fries for an unbeatable price. It is such a dream come true. However, they also have amazing chili, which no one talks about, which baffles me because it's so delicious. It is thick and has a kick to it, which is really nice. And it is everything I want in a chili, which is no vegetables, just meat and beans. There are too many chilies that are labeled out there as hearty, and by hearty they mean like watery and full of diced vegetables. And that is not what I think of. When I think of chili, I think of John Wayne, I think of Blazing Saddles, I think of like something I wouldn't want to eat in front of someone that I just started going out with, like something that it's alone food at its best, or alone with people who you do not care about whether or not they are attracted to you. This is exactly what it is, and they do it so well in a way that's gonna warm your soul. It is the most perfect soup to have on a cold, blistering New England day, and it is the perfect companion. Like, definitely I understand why it never really got the accolades it should have, especially because Kelly's is such a beach institution, and maybe you don't want to eat hot, spicy, farty chili on the beach, but, you know, for they're open year-round, and in the winter months, this definitely is a mainstay to have at the beach shack. The next place that has one of my all-time favorite soups is Hopewell Kitchen and Bar in Allston. It's maybe like a block down the street from the Harvard Street Green Line stop on the B Line. And if you're willing to brave the beeline and whatever derailments it has, whatever trains that just stop moving suddenly when you're on them and you don't know why and you're trapped, whatever experience like that you're willing to go through, whatever pee smells you're willing to deal with to get to Hopewell is worth it, because this place is a treasure. They have the best, and I mean best, French onion soup I've ever had in my life. It's one of those French onion soups which is also so perfect on a cold day and truly warms your spirit in a way that nothing else can. The broth for me for French onion soup is so important, because a lot of places make a lighter broth when I think it needs to be dark. It needs to be dark, it needs to be beefy, it needs to be full of red wine, it needs to be rich. And a lot of places don't have as rich and as dark and as beefy and as winey as a broth as this place. And this place does it perfectly. Oh, it is so good. Another thing for me that is make or break for a French onion soup is whether or not it uses Gruyere. And this place uses a huge slab of Gruyere. Oh, it makes me so happy. They don't only just use a slab of Gruyere too, they torch it, which is so invigorating. Oh my goodness, he comes to the table and there's like golden brown bubbles on top of the slab of cheese, and right when you crack it with your spoon, you get to the layer of ooey gooey melted cheese underneath, and that is sitting on top of house-made croutons made from baguettes. Oh, it is divine, and all of this is on top of this delicious, deep, beefy broth that has that incredible aroma of onion and red wine and the richness of the cheese with the richness of the broth is everything I could ever ask for in life. Truly, I'm so excited thinking about it. I am craving this so badly, and it is the perfect winter dish. The perfect one. And such a good winter atmosphere too. It's like a nice cozy restaurant that has a lot of fun arcade games and table games and free Wi-Fi and wood, but like wood paneling in a way that's like not unpleasant, like 70s wood paneling, more like purposeful mahogany wood paneling, which is comforting and warming. French onion soup at Hopewell is divine, and it also has a lot of integrity, which, how many soups can you think of that have a lot of integrity? It's something that we just don't talk about as a nation, and I think we need to start the conversation on soup integrity. But Hopewell makes a point to preserve the soup integrity of this French onion soup, because they forbid it from being taken out to go, because they know if you take this soup to go, it's not going to have the same crunch on top from the torching and the same ooey gooey melted consistency of the cheese underneath and the right temperature of the soup beneath that to keep it ooey gooey. And they know like the crouton is going to be mushy by the time you eat it. So they are really putting a lot of thought into the experience the person has eating this soup. And that's something I appreciate, even as someone who thrives on to-go. I love eating things to-go. I love eating things, like, in my bed while watching Netflix, because no one needs to see what I look like when I eat, because I am an animal. And that is something I like to spare the world from. But I appreciate so wholeheartedly that this place cares so much about their soup that they want the person eating it to have the same experience that the chef envisions for them. And it's something that cannot be missed. And I can't recommend it highly enough. They also have a loaded potato soup if you don't like French onion, and they also have a delicious tomato fennel soup. But to be honest, I am just all in for the French onion, but definitely the other ones are worth a try as well. The next soup place that I can't wait to introduce you guys to is Cornish Pasty Co. It's in Boston, and it is divine. It is also a place where the atmosphere is very cozy. It's set up like an English pub that's like inconvenient to walk around, dark, hard to read the menu, but it makes you feel all warm and cozy and happy. And The Cure is always playing when I'm in there, which is everything I ever need. Also, when I was in there the other day, it went like back and forth between The Cure, David Bowie, and Talking Heads, and I was in heaven, especially because I was eating their cream of leek, potato, and Stilton soup, which is amazing. It is so thick and so gooey, and it comes with these homemade croutons on the side that are so divine, and you can feel the love that goes into it. And everything is homemade on site, and it's so delicious and amazing. They do also have a cream of tomato soup, which is very good, but this the leek potato and Stilton soup is definitely my favorite. They also have a mushroom, spinach, and walnut soup, which is also good, but it's too green for me. I definitely prefer more of a starchy soup and a more of a cheesy soup, but it's very good. My dad likes it. But this place is incredible. They also make handmade from scratch a bunch of different Cornish pasties, which are essentially, it's like an English empanada. It is kind of like a tiny meat calzone. It is a delicious flaky pastry crust covering very, very hearty fillings. Things like chicken vindaloo, but also things like shepherd's pie and chicken pot pie and delicious combinations like that that just make you want to be by yourself in the bathroom for a little while. Yeah. Another place that I'm so excited to tell you about is Pie in the Sky Bakery in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, which is on the Cape. It is amazing. So this is a soup episode, so I'm going to tell you all about their soup, but I can have a whole episode about this place because, one, it has the best key lime pie I've ever had. Two, they have phenomenal sandwiches. Oh my goodness. Especially because they put a lot of sandwiches on their homemade popovers and croissants. So it's so delicious and buttery, and everything is so well put together. Like, you can tell everything is so well thought out and cared for by the people who work there, and it's incredible. It's also 100%, like, the vibe of it is very open to, like, students and crunchy people, which I love, because, like, even though I, like, only own Primark brand Birkenstocks, I feel like I'm working up to real Birkenstocks, hopefully. I want to be crunchy so bad. I'm trying to be crunchy. But this is definitely a place where you can go and see someone reading poetry while standing barefoot and really feel the vibe, really feel like I'm on the Cape. But now I'm going to tell you about the true piece de resistance of Pie in the Sky, which is the soup. Specifically, they have a plum tomato bisque, which is heavenly. It is very heavy, very creamy, and the brightness of the plum tomatoes come out so beautifully in this soup. It's a meal in and of itself, even though I always have space for a Wonder Bar, for a slice of key lime pie, for a raspberry shortbread cookie. Everything still going in there, but it theoretically could be a meal of itself. It is so good, and they always give you pieces of like their handmade bread to go with it for dunking, even though it truly can stand on its own and doesn't need to rely on good bread to be delicious. They do also have a delicious clam chowder there too. It's definitely creamy. And for me, the most important thing about clam chowder is it being creamy and thick and delicious. And this place delivers in all those fronts with their clam chowder. But I'm about to tell you about my absolute favorite clam chowder in all of New England. It is at this place called The Causeway in Gloucester.
Oh my God, it has the thickest, the creamiest, the most divine, the freshest clam-laden clam chowder that I've ever tried in my entire life. It is amazing. It is truly a meal in and of itself. Everything else there is very good and obviously very fresh because it's basically built on a mud flat in Essex, Massachusetts, and you can tell the freshness that goes into there. And also there's always a wait, so there's always like very heavy turnover. But truly, if you are looking for clam chowder, there's no other place to go than the Causeway. It is the best. Definitely not for the faint of heart if you want to eat fast. It's always a wait, especially in the summer, but it's worth it. It's absolutely worth the wait. And truly, I think it's better than any other clam chowder that I've had, even at the other Essex clam shacks there, like Woodman's and Farnham's. And Clam Box are all amazing for clams, but truly, I think this Causeway restaurant has the best clam chowder. They're doing the best by these delicious Essex clams. And in terms of chowder, soup place I'm going to talk about is a Chinese food restaurant that I've grown up going to my entire life. It's called Chinatown, but it's in Stoughton. It's right on the Stoughton-Canton line in Cobb's Corner, and it is so amazing. First of all, they have the best sesame chicken I've ever had in my entire life. Also, the best beef teriyaki and Peking ravioli. Ugh, it's all phenomenal. Also, they have these barbecue spare ribs that are to die for. They are so good, and I can't recommend this place higher enough. It's definitely a heavy Chinese food place, though. It's a place where you're gonna leave perhaps feeling uncomfortable, perhaps unbuttoning a few buttons on your pants, at least only in the comfort of your vehicle, hopefully not on your way to the vehicle if you can make it, but it is so delicious while you're eating it. I know, especially when I'm sick, there is nothing that I want more to clear out my sinuses than a delicious hot and sour soup. And Chinatown has one of my favorite hot and sour soups ever. It is so good. It is light, and it has the perfect amount of spice that's not overbearing, but is enough to tickle any phlegm out of your sinuses and still be enjoyable while doing it. It is packed with shredded tofu and pork and sprouts, and it's truly just a delicious meal to have even when you're not sick. It is so good. Another thing that I love about Chinatown is they have by far my absolute favorite wonton soup. Absolutely cannot be missed. And when you do, because I know I love a luncheon special. Luncheon specials, I truly believe, are God's gift to this earth. The greatest thing that you can ever do, because it's like the same stuff you'd order for dinner but half the price, and it comes with the soup. Like, my dream. It's so good. And one of my biggest struggle in life perhaps is deciding between, do I want wonton soup or hun sour for the soup that accompanies a luncheon special. And one of the great things that Chinatown does is they have a hot and sour wonton soup, so a hybrid of both soups, which is just divine. They do make it a little spicier, though, than the regular hot and sour, so definitely be warned if you are sensitive to spice, but it is perfection. It is so good, and it answers this time old question of, do I want hot and sour soup or wonton soup? It is delicious, and I cannot recommend it higher. But if you are looking for just a wonton soup, this place is the best. Absolutely cannot do better than Chinatown in Stoughton/Canton/Sharon, depending how you look at where it sits on the line of Cobb's Corner. Another place that occasionally makes one of my favorite hot and sour soups
is truly a place I left for last in this podcast because I think it's the greatest place on earth. It is called New England Soup Factory, and I say they only occasionally make my favorite hot and sour soup because it's a special, so they only have it on the menu sometimes. But truly, this place is mind-blowing. It's located in Newton, Massachusetts, and it is everything I've ever wanted. It is a fast food restaurant just for soup, but this soup is made with so much love by Marjorie, who's the owner. Oh my goodness, she makes incredible crave-worthy clam chowder that's chock full of clams and corn. She puts that sweet burst of a corn kernel in there, which is such a nice offset to like the fatty richness of the soup itself and of like the grittiness of the clam. So good and so bright and delicious. Also, she makes an incredible lobster Newburgh, which has huge chunks of lobster claw. It's delicious. Also, incredible Jewish penicillin chicken and vegetable soup.
And you can get this soup with or without a matzo ball, but I highly recommend with a matzo ball. It is gigantic. It's so big that they have to put the soup in like a comically large container so it doesn't overflow with the matzo ball inside of it. It is everything I've ever looked for in life. Oh, it's so good. It warms your soul and truly feeds your spirit. Another great thing about this place, too, is besides having these delicious staples on the menu, which also include a delicious chili con carne and a delicious beef stew, which is to die for, they also have a bunch of delicious rotating soups that come on, and the hot sour soup is one of those. But these include hot and cold soups, things that are gluten-free, things that are vegetarian. It's so accommodating as a menu. And they also, complete side note, have the best chicken salad I've ever had. They have a chicken salad sandwich on the menu, which is so good because she mixes in with the chicken salad this very sweet pickle, and it's diced up and mixed in so well, and that sweetness of the pickle and the brightness of it really offsets like the delicious creamy fattiness of the mayonnaise she uses. And oh, I love mayonnaise. I could eat mayonnaise. Mayonnaise is what I think about at night. It is so good. And I know a lot of people don't like mayonnaise, and I apologize if this whole segment is making you queasy. I will stop talking about that condiment and proceed talking about more soups, but oh, it's just so good. Just know that it's so, so good. Also, a side note about New England Soup Factory, one of the great things about it is Margie is one of the original founders of Boston Market, the chain of rotisserie chicken restaurants, and she has taken these skills to her own restaurant and opened up in the front half of New England Soup Factory a rotisserie chicken restaurant called Modern Rotisserie, which is delicious. Besides having succulent chicken that is like slow roasted and juicy and covered in delicious glazes, like they have an apricot glazed one that's to die for and a lemon and rosemary glazed one that's also phenomenal. But besides that, they have delicious sides and delicious what I would call like bar mitzvah-esque appetizers. Like they have these delicious Kobe beef hot dogs wrapped in puff pastry and covered in like a poppy seed everything bagel, fennel, something like that. Like something you'd sell at Trader Joe's topping, which is so good with a homemade honey mustard. And it's amazing. You can just buy those. Like I've bought soup with a side of those hot dogs. And like, what other place can allow you to buy soup and two novelty appetizers? Like, so great. Like, everything I've ever wanted. But also they have delicious butternut squash as a side. They have macaroni and cheese that's baked with Cheez-It crumbs on it. Like, huh. Margie is an angel. She is literally bringing us into this new decade
with everything society needs to repair and heal from all the things that have happened before. So I'm just so excited to have to leave you guys with these delicious recommendations. Please let me know what you think. This is my absolute first time podcasting, and I definitely love to ramble about food, and I hope you like it, and I hope these soups give you everything you need and more, and as much joy as they give me. And I'll be coming back with more episodes based on other dishes so you can follow your craving. And this has been the first episode of A Chubstreet's Food Map to Massachusetts and Beyond. Bye! Catch you later! I need to think of a good sign out. I'll leave you with my impression of James Brown, which goes like this. Bum, 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 bum. Wow! And that's how I hope this food makes you feel. Bye!